听力课堂,听class.com.
This is the Business English Certificate Vantage Listening Test. Part 1, Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three conversations. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay the recording. Conversation 1, Questions 1 to 4.Look at the form below. You will hear a man calling his head office about arrangements for his visit there. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Lucy Clay Marketing, can I help you?
Hello, is John Lee there, please?
I'm terribly sorry. He's in a meeting. Can I take your message?
Well, it's Mr. Kim here in Barcelona. I'm coming next week to head office.Could you tell John my plane is getting in at 15:40, not 16:40 as in my fax? It's still Charles de Gaulle Airport, though, and still on Tuesday.
Okay, I'll tell him, Mr. Kim. Would you like him to meet you there?
Oh, that would be lovely. The other thing I'm phoning about is the schedule of the department meetings John's arranged for me. I see there's nothing with sales. Do you think it's too late to fix up a chat with them?
I'm not sure, Mr. Kim, but I'll pass that on to John.
I'm really most anxious to talk about the suggested price changes. They are really causing trouble out here.
Okay, I'll tell John to call you. He's got your number?
Yes, he has.
Now, listen to the recording again. Conversation 2, questions 5 to 8. Look at the notes below.You'll hear a woman telephoning a commercial property agent about an advertisement in the press. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the space.
Good morning, Greenways & Co. Commercial Property Agents.
Hello, I'm phoning about your advertisement in yesterday's Daily News.
Yes, of course. Can I just take down some details? Your name is...
Duffy.Miss Liz Duffy.
Thank you. And could you tell me what you do, Mrs. Duffy?
I'm a shop owner. I'm interested in your advertisement for shop premises.
I see. And were you looking for anything in particular?
Yes, I'm looking for something in the city center.
And what sort of time period are you hoping to rent for, Mrs. Duffy?
I don't want anything for less than 5 years. It needs to be at least a 5-year lease.
Okay, I've got that.Now, could you tell me what your top figure is for the rent?
I don't really want to pay more than £1,000 a month.
I see. Now, I think that we may have a couple of things that you'll be interested in. Are there any other details?
Ideally, I'm looking for a shop which also has some living accommodation. I realize this isn't always possible, so you could still send me information about suitable premises with that.
Fine. I'll see what we have on our files, and I'll get something in the post to you today. If I could just have your current address.
Now, listen to the recording again. Conversation 3, questions 9 to 12. Look at the notes below. You'll hear a man telephoning an office supplier to place an order. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now, listen and fill in the spaces.Good afternoon. Texan Office Supplies.
Hello. I'd like to make an order, please.
By all means. Can I check your name first?
Yes. It's Mr. Dietman.
Is that D-I-E-T-M-A-N?
No, it's D-E-E-T.
And do you have an account with us, Mr. Dietman?
Yes. I opened one a few months ago. The number is 902-256.
256. Fine.And you want?
It's not such a large order. We've run out of some things, and they are needed rather urgently. I'd like some paper, 50 packs of the standard. They're £7.99 a pack, I think. At least, that's what they cost on the last order. They haven't gone up, have they?
No, they are still the same price. And you'd like 50 packs?
Yes, I would. And I'd also like some computer disks. I'd like about 60.Could you tell me how much they are?
Yes, they come in packs of 6, and they are £4.95 a pack.
Okay, I'll have 10 packs of those then, please.
Fine. And when was it for?
I said it's urgent. We'd like them today if possible.
I'll see what we can do.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.